Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you decided to join us on this wonderful, hot Wednesday. Oh, my God, I don't know about you, but it is about 97 degrees here in Charlotte, so we are truly having a summer day, but it's a beautiful day. So I hope that your day was just as blessed as mine was, and if it wasn't, we're going to be praying for you. We just thank you for tuning in. We have a fantastic guest that's going to be coming on with us shortly, but before we do, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you for this day. We love you, Lord, for all that you've done in our lives, even the things that weren't so pleasant. God, we thank you as you continue to keep your arms of protection around us and around this radio show. Be with our guests. God, we just ask you to bless them. Let them bless our listeners with the information, the testimonies, whatever they have come on to share with our listening audience today and what they're doing in the kingdom of God. So we just bless you and we honor you for that, God. We ask you to forgive us for anything we've said or done that wasn't pleasing in your sight. And we just thank you for your continued grace and your continued mercy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, I'm going to read a little bit about our group before I bring them on, and I'm so excited to have them on tonight. We've had some really phenomenal quartet groups on in the last for this whole month, and I want to give a big shout-out to Stephanie McDonald. She has really been a wonderful, wonderful resource, and she's had all of her artists that she represents with S&M Productions to be on with us for the month of July, and I just want to give that big shout out to her and thank her for that as well. So our group tonight is called The New, and I don't know, I'm going to crucify this because I tried to type it last night and I was kept typing in something different, but it's The New Millionaires, and I hope they'll correct me when they get on. But they are out of Warrenton, North Carolina, and they originated in 2014. They are a family group that came together to spread the word of God through song. The group consists of Joe Hargrove, Darius Russell, Gregory Hunt, Bobby Williams, Jermaine Stewart, and Donnell Stewart. And they love singing the word of God and doing the will of God. So without further ado, I'm going to bring this fantastic group on the line and let them bless you. Who do I have on the line with us tonight?
Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening. You're speaking with Joe Hargrove, lead singer of the New Millionaires.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing this evening?
Doing good, ma'am. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. So glad to have you on. So I didn't crucify it too bad. So it's the New Millionaires.
New Millionaires. But you did get the name, the last, it's Dion Seawood and Jermaine Seawood.
Oh, see,
but it's all good, though. It's all good.
Well, we're so glad to have you. Now, is it just you on tonight, or is some of the other members on with us?
Well, it's just me right now, but
that's fine.
It's just
that's
me
fine.
Right now. Yes, ma'am.
Just glad to have you on. So tell our listening audience a little bit about, you know, first of all, how you guys got started before 2014. What prompted you to actually get this group up and moving? Because I know you had to be singing before 2014.
Yeah, well, we started, you know, I mean, everybody started different, you know what I mean? Some of us started in church choirs, like myself. I was singing in a church choir, and then, you know what I mean, a lot of other guys were singing in church choirs, and some of our older members was playing in quartet group before we really started our own quartet group, and then God blessed us with them as they come in and show us the way a little bit. And, you know what I mean, we just really started from our family members. You know what I mean, we got family members that have been singing quartet a long time, and we just came together. And one day where I came up with a vision, said, that's what I want to do. You know what I mean? I want to spread the word of God through song. You know what I mean? We all are talented. And as my mom always said, if you don't use your talent, son, you're going to lose it. So.
Oh, I know that's right. So I'm glad you guys are using them definitely for God's glory. So how did you make a decision that you were just going to have these gentlemen? Did you do auditions? How did the group kind of form before you determined these were the men that were going to be connected to the vision?
Well, first it started off with three men and a lot of prayer. With the three guys was me, myself, Joe Hargrove, Gregory Hunt, and Bobby Williams. And we just really, like, prayed and asked God to send us some musicians, you know what I mean, and some people that really want to sing the word of God through song, you know what I mean. And God blessed us with, which we all are family, you know what I mean. We all are second cousins, you know what I mean. So God just blessed us with our family members to come together, you know what I mean.
Well, that's good because it's obvious that it sounds like it's a lot of y'all that that are singing. So is that something do you have family or, you know, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles that have been singing quartet and have their own groups?
Yeah, we have some of us. Well, my uncles, they've been singing, oh, man, years. And I grew up listening to them and a lot of groups, local groups around from Warrenton, North Carolina, which, you know what I mean, really showed us the way a little bit of how to, you know what I mean, build a foundation, which God built the foundation, and we just followed the path. But, you know what I mean, and we came together, we talked, and we got it together, and we've been trying to just do the way God has put on our heart, man.
Wow, that's fantastic. So when you guys are out singing. Now, do you do the majority of your own music? Are you working on your own music? Or how do you determine what songs you're going to sing to minister to whatever event you're at?
Well, we write our own music. I write some of the music. Jermaine Seawood, he writes some of the music, and Dion Seawood, he writes some of the music, and we just come together, and sometimes we just come up with music just in rehearsal, you know what I mean? So I think we're gifted, you know what I mean, not to be bragging or boasting, but we're blessed, you know what I mean, to be who we are today by God, you know what I mean, really giving us the gift to really do music, so we really do our own music, you know what I mean? So.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, so do you have, because I didn't get any information about what music we have, so kind of tell our listening audience, some of your music that you have, if you have a single, if you have a project you're working on, and how they can get your music.
Well, we got a project we're doing, which we got a couple songs down there, but I think Miss Stephanie has some on that she's playing on her station. But we have a single album coming out, you know what I mean? We haven't really got it out yet, but we got a couple singles that we put out. And we got.
And tell our listening audience what singles you got out.
One song that says Get Right with Jesus. We got a song that says Keep Me in Your Will, O Father God. We got a song that says Jesus Love Me. And we got one simply saying, if life takes you to it, God can pull you through it.
Amen. Amen. So now, again, so if our listening audience wanted to purchase your music, where can they get your music at?
We haven't really released it yet. We just released a couple singles. But our album, we should be getting it out shortly. You know what I mean? We was actually waiting for our first anniversary, which we had a little minor setback with that, but God going to bless us You know what I mean? But you can always get in touch with me or the managers.
And tell them what that information, tell them who you know, get their, give them your contact information, because we always are we tape our shows. So we always are going to have someone that's going to be listening later on, and they were like, ooh, you know what, I might want to have them on my program. So give them your contact information.
You can get in touch with Joe Hargrove, which is definitely me, at 252-204-4802. You can get in touch with our manager, who is Lucia Hargrove, at 252-820-4102. Let me make sure I got it right, man. That's 252-820-3041. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay.
And you can get in touch with either one of us or Miss Stephanie McDonald. You can get in touch with her. I'm pretty sure you have her number. And
yeah, we've got Stephanie's number, so we have to make sure we get that.
Her number is 434-755-3525.
Awesome, awesome. Now, do you have any upcoming events that, you know, because, again, we tape and we have archived shows. So what if somebody listens and they say, oh, I want to go see them. Where are you guys singing? Are you singing around Warrenton? And where is Warrenton?
Warrenton is a small town close to the Virginia line. It's close to Virginia and a little ways from our state capital, Raleigh, North Carolina.
And you guys got any upcoming events that you're going to be ministering a song at?
Yes, ma'am. We're working with Stephanie McDonald on some programs she have in Henderson, North Carolina, which that's coming up not too soon. You know, ma'am, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. So, again, if you can, because you got to remember, we don't have that information, but you do. So if somebody's listening right now and they want to come hear you sing in Henderson, tell them where you're going to be at.
Say again, ma'am.
I said if you've got an event coming up in Henderson with you know, S&M Productions, do you know the place where the event's going to be at? Tell someone that's listening.
It'll be the SW Washington second part of their anniversary, which that'll be in Henderson in August the 13th.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be in Henderson, North Carolina.
Okay. And do you guys have a location where that's going to be at?
I really don't have the location right offhand because, you know what I mean,
All right, no problem. We'll get with Stephanie and make sure we have a flyer that we can post out on our social media pages. Now, are you guys on Facebook or Twitter? Are you out on social media so our so you can have fans that will follow you?
Yes, ma'am. We have a Facebook page, and that's The New Melody Airs at Facebook. And we have some songs on YouTube, The New Melody Airs of Warrenton, North Carolina. And you can check a couple of our songs out from there.
Awesome, awesome. Now, tell me about this title. How did you come up with Melody Airs? Lord, I'm getting tongue-tied. Talk about that.
The New Melody Airs.
I love that. That's so unique.
We really got the name from our uncle. You know what I mean? Our uncle gave us the name. He said, when it's something different, you know what I mean? When people hear that, they're going to think that's somebody from way out yonder. He always told us that. So, you know what I mean? It was the name my uncle gave us, and we just stuck with it, and we hope we can, you know what I mean, really travel across the world for real.
I love it. And when I saw it, I was like, okay, the new Melody Airs. And I was like, well, is there an old group? And then I said, well, maybe they revamped. So that's why I was going to ask you, how did that come about? Was that a group that had already been named that and you guys are the offspring of that? Because you know how with the Winans, they have the you know, the dads, and now they got the, you know, the sons, and they're all singing. So I thought maybe that was an extension of maybe, you know, your parents or a group that your family had had.
Yeah. Actually, our uncle gave us the name. He said, get something different, something that, you know what I mean, have a ring to it, you know what I mean? And a lot of people can't even really pronounce it, but, you know what I mean, we're still blessed nevertheless, you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure you, when you're on program, I probably, you trust me, I'm pretty sure you get it pronounced a whole lot of different ways.
Yeah, we do, we do. But, you know what I mean, nevertheless, you know what I mean, it still works out for us. We still, you know what I mean, it's not what they call you, but what you answer to, so, you know what I mean?
Amen, amen. So tell us the age group of your members, because from the picture I saw, you guys look really young.
Yeah, well, I'm myself and me is 25. Gregory, he's 27. Bobby, he's the oldest member in the group, which he's 60. And Jermaine, he's the youngest in the group, which he's 21. And my cousin Dion, he's 34. And my cousin Dash, he's 36.
Okay, okay.
So
and
we kind of in the middle.
You're in the middle, so you got all age groups. Where did you see God moving, you know, the New Melody Heirs in the next couple of years? Because it's obvious that, you know, God is doing great things with your ministry and how you've launched and you're moving forward and you're getting more exposure. But as, you know, as you guys begin to move out and to, you know, in larger territory, what do you see God doing with your music ministry?
I see God, and this is one of my prayers, taking us farther than we ever dreamed or imagined, you know what I mean? Which we, when we got together, we was just, you know what I mean, we want to sing, you know what I mean? No matter where, we just want to sing, and which God has really blessed us that took us farther than we have already thought we'll be, and a lot of other people thought we'll be. But, you know what I mean, I'm pretty sure that as long as we keep our faith in God and keep our trust in God, we're just going to keep going farther and farther.
Amen, amen. Do you guys, when do you have time to rehearse?
it's tough, you know what I mean, which we do it anytime. We might rehearse twice a week, you know what I mean? Anytime, maybe on a Sunday when we ain't got no program. Sometimes we leave program and go to rehearse.
Wow. I tell you. Now, who all is married in the group?
Darius, he's married. Dion, he's married. And that's it.
Okay. Because, I mean, with that, you've got to have that, and that's the question I was going to ask, as far as your support. You know, when you have some that are single and some that are married, you know, sometimes you're going to have some, I'm not going to say issues, but you're going to have some conflicts when it comes to finding the time. You know what I'm saying? To be able to spend time with your family. So how do you guys determine what engagements you're going to take and what engagements you're not going to take to be able to come together and to still, you know what I'm saying, do the will of God?
Yeah, but in that situation, I feel like, you know what I mean, we got a real strong family support us, you know what I mean? Our family really support us a lot. So, you know what I mean, I feel like whichever you're doing, if your wife or however it goes can't be pleased with you doing the will of God, then that shows on their behalf, you know what I mean? So really, everybody really like working together and like, you know what I mean, when it comes to us spreading the word of God, everybody like, it get rough sometimes, but we still find a way to make it work, you know what I mean?
Amen, amen. And trust me, I understand that, because as God continues to enlarge your territory, there are going to be a lot of different distractions, you know, but it's obvious that you guys are on a firm foundation, and we definitely will continue to be lifting you guys up and praying for you as well. So one of the another question that I wanted to ask you, that I wanted you to share with our listening audience, who's the lead singer in the group?
Well, myself, Joe Hargrove, and Jermaine Seawood, which Jermaine Seawood, he's a real talented guy. So you might see him one weekend playing bass, or you might see him one weekend playing drums. But, you know, I mean, me and him do most of the lead.
Okay. All right. That's great. Tell the audience, tell our listening audience who sings what part, because, you know, I love good harmony. I love good harmony. So tell them who sings what part.
Okay. Like I said, myself personally, I'm Joe Hargrove. I sing lead, and I do mostly lead. And I got Darius Russell. He sang top, which is tenor, and play bass. I got Gregory Hunt. He sang second. And Bobby, he sang second when him and Gregor sang second. And then Jermaine Seawood, he sang. Sometimes you might see him singing top. He might sing baritone. Then Deion Seawood, he's our baritone singer and sang bass for us.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's great. If you had an opportunity to share with the up-and-coming artists, just some words of wisdom or knowledge or nuggets that you would that you've learned, you know, just by being in ministry and being in the gospel music business per se. What would you share with them tonight?
Just keep it safe. You know, I mean, it get hard. You know, I mean, people are gonna talk regardless of whether you're doing bad or good, so just keep your faith and, you know, I mean, always trust that, you know, he will make a way. You know, I mean, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation may be, just keep your faith.
Amen, amen. Well, we are so proud of you guys. We'll definitely be praying with you and for you. Definitely keep us abreast of what you got going on. Let us know when your album is going to drop. Are you guys scheduled for any award nominations or anything like that coming up in the near future?
We have one S&M Production Award, which that was Best New Artist of 2015, you know what I mean? And I think we got some nominations in the future, so. You know what I mean? We just praying for it. You know what I mean? I'm putting the faith in God, so however that works out, you know.
Well, good. Well, we're so proud of you guys, and we just thank you so much for taking the time to come on and share with our listening audience. And again, we want to thank Stephanie for setting up this interview, and we hope to get you guys back on again. Hopefully, we'll get the whole group. How's that?
That'll work, ma'am. That'll work real good. You know what I mean? Which I wish I could have had them with me. I wish I could have had them with me. But like I said, Miss Stephanie called me and said she wanted to do the interview, and I was kind of in the mix of working and just getting off work. So, you know what I mean? I really couldn't have my guys with me. But I wish we could get together, and I can let everybody introduce themselves personally, and you know what I mean?
Well, we'll get an opportunity to do that. We'll see if we can get her to see if we got some time coming up in the next couple months, and we can get you guys rescheduled so we can have all of you guys on. And I would love for my listening audience. Maybe you guys can break out and do us a little song while you're on. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, Joe, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And again, Kingdom Citizens, this is the new Melody Ears. I said it right. Hallelujah. And you guys make sure that you go out on Facebook, check out their Facebook page. Oh, now, are you guys on Twitter too?
We're not on Twitter, but we are on Facebook and YouTube. Check us out on YouTube, New Melody Ears of Warrenton, North Carolina. You know me.
And make check sure us out on Facebook. Also, yes, and also
contact,
make sure that you check
them
out their YouTube page as well, because, you know, once you hear them, you definitely going to get them, want them to come to your area as well. So definitely do that. So, again, we are coming up on the top of the hour, about 5 minutes out. And, Joe, what I always ask my guests to do is to close us out with a word of prayer. And I would be so honored if you would do that for us. But before you do, I just wanted to let everybody know on Friday, Monday, we were not able to do our show because my father had to be rushed to the hospital, and he is in intensive care right now. So you guys continue to lift my dad up. He's doing pretty good, but y'all know we speak healing in the name of Jesus, and that's if he's in God's hands, and we know if he's in God's hands, he's in the best hands that he could be in, you know, besides the doctor. So you guys, we've switched Evangelist Michelle Tucker. She will be on Friday, this Friday coming. So you guys make sure you tune in to hear her interview on Friday as well. So, Joe, if you will, close us out with a word of prayer.
Oh, grace and everlasting Father God, I come to you asking for your grace and your mercy. Oh, Father God, I ask you to touch me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover us with your love, your grace, and your mercy. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, I ask you for your spirit, your guidance, and your protection. Oh, Father God, just be with us here, there, and forevermore. Oh, Father God, just cover us with your love. Oh, Father God, for your love is worthy, for you are worthy, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we want to thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do for us. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch us one by one and all in a whole, oh, Father God. And we thank you, for you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom citizens, as we always close out the show, let's talk, everybody. Good night, Joe.
Good night.